Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Today, we're bringing you a newbie lesson. If you're just starting out in your Spanish studies, this is perfect for you. And today, a very useful lesson all about the metro station.
Yes, you know when you want to meet someone and you want to tell them, let's meet at the metro station, but you want to say exactly where because metro station is pretty big, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the lesson is about.
All right, so metro station, subway station, also known as the underground,
yeah.
A lot of different names. All right, so we have a key word for this today, and that is...
Salida.
Salida. Okay, and that means?
Exit.
An exit. Okay, so it's a noun, and that means an exit. Let's take a look at our dialogue. Let's see what's going on, and we'll be back in a bit.
Dialogue, first time.
Nos vemos en el metro.
¿Dónde?
En la puerta de salida número 4.
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
Second time.
Nos vemos en el metro.
¿Dónde?
En la puerta de salida número 4.
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
Third time.
Nos vemos en el metro.
¿Dónde?
En la puerta de salida número 4.
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
All right, we're back. So now we're going to translate line by line.
Nos vemos en el metro.
I'll see you in the metro.
Nos vemos en el metro.
I'll see you at the subway station.
Nos vemos en el metro. ¿Dónde?
Where?
¿Dónde?
Where?
¿Dónde? En la puerta de salida número 4.
At the exit gate number 4.
En la puerta de salida número 4.
At exit number 4.
En la puerta de salida número 4. ¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Will you wait for me outside or inside?
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Are you going to be outside or inside?
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro? Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
Inside, next to the escalators.
Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
Inside, next to the escalators.
Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
All right, very good. Very easy dialogue to talk to your friend saying where we're going to meet. Let's go back to the very first sentence when we're saying, I'll see you at the metro station.
Nos vemos en el metro.
All right, so let's take a look at these two words here. Nos vemos.
Yes, nos, it means nosotros, us. Vemos is the verb ver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so vemos, nosotros vemos.
Okay, so we're basically saying... I'll see you or we'll see each other at the metro station.
Yes, it's like when you say nos vemos más tarde.
Okay, so this is very common, nos vemos. Nos vemos más tarde means I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about I'll see you tomorrow?
Nos vemos mañana.
Or what about I'll see you at home?
Nos vemos en la casa.
Okay, very good. So that's the way we use the phrase nos vemos. So now we're asking where.
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde? Very simple. If you want to know where, you say ¿dónde? All right, and we are giving instructions saying at exit gate number 4.
En la puerta de salida número 4.
All right, so we have puerta de salida.
That's right, puerta de salida. Puerta is a door. De salida is an exit. So it's an exit door. Puerta de salida. I just want to clarify that here you can say en la salida número 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the exit number 4. Or you can also say, en la puerta de salida número 4, which means in the exit door number 4, at the exit door
okay.
Number 4.
So puerta is just, we can add it to clarify that we're saying at the exit door or exit gate number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're asking a question and we're going to give some adverbs of place. Are you going to wait for me outside or inside?
Me esperas afuera o adentro.
So let's take a look at the first two words. Me esperas.
Me esperas. Me is to me. Will you wait for me inside or outside? Esperas, that's the verb esperar, to wait.
Okay, so since it's a question, this is why we add me esperas, right? If we were saying, if we were giving a statement, if we were saying wait for me, then we say
espérame.
Espérame. So because we are asking a question, we put the me at the beginning of the sentence. Will you wait for me outside or inside?
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Okay, so outside is?
Afuera.
And inside?
Adentro.
Okay, so very clear adverbs of place, outside and inside.
Mm-hmm. Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
Now we're giving another adverb of place here. We're saying we'll be inside, next to the escalators. So here we have another adverb of place, next to the escalators.
Al lado de las escaleras.
Al lado. So basically these two words mean next to, al lado.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you say there is a woman standing next to me?
Hay una mujer al lado de mí.
Al lado de mí. Okay. Not always does it have to mean that it's necessarily right next to it. It can be close by or mm-hmm. near.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now let's go back. Let's review what we've just learned and listen to the dialogue again.
Dialogue. First time.
Nos vemos en el metro.
¿Dónde?
En la puerta de salida número 4.
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Adentro. Al lado de las escaleras.
Second time.
Nos vemos en el metro.
¿Dónde?
En la puerta de salida número 4.
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
Third time.
Nos vemos en el metro.
¿Dónde?
En la puerta de salida número 4.
¿Me esperas afuera o adentro?
Adentro, al lado de las escaleras.
All right, so now talking about the metro and forms of transportation, I think it would be a good time to kind of review it a little bit. In Mexico, you don't have metro, do you?
Of course we do. We have one of the best metros.
Metro. And what do you call it in Spanish?
Metro.
Metro. El metro.
El metro.
Okay. So the metro would be el metro. What about bus?
El autobús.
El autobús. Taxis?
El taxi.
What about trains?
But you say el taxi or el sitio?
El sitio. I've never heard el sitio.
Yes, is that el sitio? They're not like the typical taxi. El sitio is the cab that you call and they pick you up. They're very safe. They're called sitio because they're situados.
Uh-huh.
They're on site.
So how do you use this in a sentence? ¿Voy a llamar a un sitio?
Yes. I'm going to call a taxi.
Okay, because literally translated, sitio means site or place.
Yes.
Right? So you're going to call a place or you're going to call a site.
Yes, but just use it when you're in Mexico. I don't think if you said in Spain, they're going to be like, what?
Right.
Tío, pero ¿de qué hablas?
Now, the interesting thing about metros, I think we've all been on the metro system in Brooklyn or in New York. They're usually very dirty, a lot of graffiti all over it. What about Mexico?
No, not really.
Really? They're clean?
Yeah, they're very clean and it's very fast and efficient. But you're right. I remember when I was in the metro in New York and Chicago too, graffiti all over the place.
The trains are in very bad condition as well.
Also,
They're all ripped up everywhere and posters.
Yeah, and
stuff.
And we're used to now to the metro system here in China, which is new, beautiful, clean.
But this is actually a very interesting subject because I've been on the metro in Chile as well. And, you know, you would think that another South American city and everything would be
No, my brother says it's amazing.
It's beautiful. It's clean, very well kept. People are very organized when getting on and off the train. They wait for everyone to get off because there's a huge amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very nice. The same thing in when I was in the metros in China. They're very clean, but I don't know why in the United States there's so much graffiti and everything so dirty on the subways.
I don't know. I seriously don't know. Because, for example, also the metro in Washington, D.C. is pretty clean. It's
really
nice. Yeah.
It's just New York and Chicago thing.
I don't know.
I don't know where else they have a metro. I know that in Los Angeles they have a train that's called a metro.
Well, London, it has beautiful.
It's called the Underground.
Like it's the tube, no? They call
the
it
tube. The, yeah, the I'm going to go grab the tube.
Yeah, I love it when you hear, mind the gap.
Mind the gap. All right, so that's all the time we have for today. We're really interested in knowing what you have to say. So if you have any questions, you can come to our website, SpanishPod.com. On the lessons page, you can leave all your comments or any questions or suggestions, and we're always there to help you.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.